Song Amazing Grace, and we'll ask Brother Faithful to come sing for us first. Let's sing that song Amazing Grace, because it's been an amazing journey this week. It's been a wonderful journey.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, wretch like me, I
Comes and pray. There's a prayer request for Brother James Nyamtena. He's not feeling well. He has serious heart problems. If we can keep him in prayer. Choruses the pastor mentioned there. They were here in my notes.
Oh yes, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, it shall quicken the mortal body, it shall quicken your mortal body. Oh yes, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, one more time. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. Raise Christ from the dead, telling you, oh, telling you, oh, it's a quicken, your mortal body, it's a quicken, your mortal body, oh yes, it's a quicken, your mortal body, if that spirit dwelling you, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the, blessed be, oh my son, Hosanna, 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 blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my son, oh magnify the Lord, oh magnify the Lord with. Oh, for he is worthy. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. For he is worthy. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord of my soul. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Blessed be of my salvation. Oh, glorify, oh, glory, glory to his name. He lives and reigns forevermore. Glory, 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 oh, glory, glory to his name. He lives and reigns. Hosanna! One last one. Jehovah Jireh is his name. He provides. He's provided our needs this week. Oh, Jehovah is his name. For he provides. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the Father faithful.
Amen. Hallelujah. The title of the song is In His Time. Amen. So you can sing along with me. Amen. It's a song we all know. So be free to sing along with me.
In His time. In His time. In His time. Oh, He makes all things beautiful in His time. Oh, Lord, please show me every day as You're teaching me Your way, that You will do just what You said. Oh, in Your time. Oh, in Your time. In Your time. In Your perfect time. In Your time. You will make all things. You make all things. Oh, beautiful, oh, in Your time. Lord, my life to You I bring. Oh, it is winter and it's spring. Oh, may
God's perfect time. Oh, he makes all things. He makes all things, not some things beautiful, just in his time. Oh, Lord, please show me. Lord, please show me. Show me every day as your teaching me your way. Oh, that you will do just what you said in your time. There's a time. Oh, there's a time. Oh, both for sowing, both for sowing and for reaping. Oh, there's a time. Oh, time for losing, time for gain, time for joy and time for pain. Every pebble under heaven has a time. Oh, in his time, in God's perfect time. So don't be anxious. He'll make all things beautiful, but in his time. Lord, show me. Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you will do just what you say in your time. There are times, there are times, there are days. Oh, weeks and months, weeks and months, we can't understand God's ways. If for years, if for years, we fail to stand what is his eternal plan. We remember that he can. Let's sing this again. All the time. Oh, there are times, there are, and there are days. Oh, weeks and months, we can't understand God's ways. If for years, if for years, we fail to scan what is his eternal plan. Oh, we remember that he can. Hallelujah! All the time. Oh, in his time, in his time, in his time. Oh, he will make all things, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Lord, please show me. Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way. Oh, that you will do just what, for the last time now, in your time. Oh, in his time, in his time, in his time, in his time, he will make, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Lord, please show me. Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you will do just what you say in your time. that you do, that you do just what you say. Oh, that you do, that you do just what you say in your time. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus. We'll ask, okay, brother, you ready? Huh? You ready? Yes. Ready to sing, yeah? Okay, let's just sing that chorus there. The windows of heaven are open. While you come.
The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are pouring out. With joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave him my own chanted coming. Oh, yes, he gave me. God bless you, saints. I can't sing, I'll be honest, but I just thought, let me do something for God. Why not? You know? So I thought, I can't sit down. I haven't got the best voices, so I thought, please join me. I really would appreciate your vocal, because I haven't got it in me. So, I'm just going to sing a short song. It's called It Is So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, and I think it's a journey to trust in Jesus. That's something I've been learning in these meetings and just like our brother's preaching yesterday. The angel makes a way, you just have to follow. And that's really what I'm praying to God, that hopefully I just follow and not question, but just trust in his guidance and his leadership. So I pray it be a blessing. But starts off like this. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, owes for grace to trust him all. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, owes for grace to trust him all. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, owes for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know thou art with me.
be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
I'd like to sing a song, but I have a testimony with the song. It's a short testimony. This, the Lord gave me this song some years back. I remember I had a dream, and in the dream, there was a demon sitting on me. Because of what Pastor was saying today, I wanted to test him. And I was trying everything. And the only way I could overcome it is when I heard this song. And I recorded it the way I heard it. I have it recorded better with some brothers from Lithuania on my phone. I keep it. I shouldn't keep it for myself. Brother George Martin told me that, always share these things. But I shared it even with Brother George Martin. And with this song, when I heard the words of this song, that was how I overcame. And when I woke up, what I always do when I wake up, I run to the toilet and record it on my phone. And then I somehow, by the grace of God, I managed to put it on. And it reminds me of, you know, when Brother Branham, isn't when we came, Brother Branham speaks of that black boy. He says she was like Aunt Jemima. He speaks of that boy. His first words were, "Mama, it's dark. Mama, it's dark." But after the prophet prayed, he said, "Mama, it's getting light." That's how it was for us when we came. It was dark. But now we're saying, "Mama, it's getting light." You see, that's why we want to stay on. Pastor was saying the other day, you wish when you started church, if you get your quiet time, worship, and then preaching, then worship again. At the end of service, at the end of the time, you're saying, "I wish we could have started again." So, you know, I just want to sing it the way I heard it. It goes, "In Jesus' name, power to overcome. In Jesus' name, victory in the blood. In Jesus' name." Easy song to sing. "Nevermore I'd roam. In Jesus' name, saved from the flood. God, want to be in your presence, Lord. And I want to be molded in your image, God. Space of time I lost, I can't afford. Lord, let me in your presence, my life only be sure." Oh, this is us now. "Yielding, I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost that's in my soul. Ah, my soul is refreshed and blooming, walking daily in the presence of your sheepfold. And all my days I want to be a life of praise, His will fulfilling in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name, power to overcome. Blood in Jesus' name. Evermore I roam in Jesus' name. Saved from the blood. I want to be molded in your image, Lord. And I, in the space of time I lost, and I, in your presence, Lord, it's my abode. Lord, let your appearance in my life only be sure. Let your appearance, my Lord. Oh, let your appearance in my life wholly be sure. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
In his time, he makes all things wonderful. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth, Jupiter and Mars. How lovely and patient he must be. With me, he's been dealing with me for almost 40 years. And I'm still not what I ought to be. But one thing's sure, I'm not what I used to be. And he will complete that which he has begun. That's what the way. He will perfect his work, because he never makes a failure. Everything he makes is a masterpiece. You might look outwardly like a masterpiece, but inwardly, you're looking at me saying I'm not a masterpiece. Inwardly, Christ sees me as a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Let's sing one as we invite our brother Daniel to come and take the service. What do you have first, Brother George?
He's still working.
Yeah.
He's still working on me. Oh, today, what I owe to me. It took him. It took him just a week to make a move. Oh, I love being a patient, you must be. He's still working on me.
Amen. Oh, he's
still working on me. To make me what I ought to be.
Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars,
the sun and the earth,
Jupiter and Mars. He's still working on me. Oh yes, oh, he's still working on me. Aren't you happy? Is he what I want to be? Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. Loving and patient he must be, because he is still working on me. One more time.
Oh,
he's still working on me. Is he working? Make me what I ought to be.
Oh, yes.
It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. Amen. Aren't you happy he's still working on you? He didn't get tired of you, but he's still working on us. Praise the Lord. To him be the glory. Can we all say, thank you, Lord? Let's say it one more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. You know, we have something that we can be thankful about. You know that we are not, as Brother Andrew has said, how many of you can say, I am not what I was? Is that your testimony? Can I see your hands, young people? You can say, I am not what I was. I am on a journey. Maybe I'm not what I'm supposed to be, but I'm not what I was. May God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's great. Amen. Brother George, we're on a journey. How many of you are on a journey? We are on a journey from this earthly to eternity. Amen. And this message came to remind us who we are. You know, it came to remind us that your citizenship is not Ireland. But it's heavenly, amen?
Amen?
That you have a heavenly father. Like you have natural and mother and father, we have a heavenly father. And our heavenly father, he knows what we need.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How many of you have been blessed so far?
Amen.
You are a wonderful group of people. Amen. Let's God give a clap offering. Amen. I want to say from the bottom of my heart, it's been a real pleasure to be with you. And it's my last service here And it's been such a wonderful time to cooperate with Brother Cheslin, and I believe it dovetailed. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. It just dovetailed. Amen. It was, you know, I wrote to Brother Andrew, I love to come, and I love to come and put my shoulder to his shoulder.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's a teamwork. Amen. You know, Daniel will surely fail. You know, if you build on Daniel, if you build on any man, it will fail. Amen. Because when we build on a man, it will surely fail. But when you build on Jesus Christ, this man, the Almighty One, he cannot fail. Amen. And in when we are under this headship, it's a body work. There is no one great among us, only the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so if any man comes and he draws you to himself, you know, it's not the truth. Because there was a prophet in the land. He never drew people to himself. He said, I point you to Christ. Hallelujah. Because, you know, William Branham, he was our man. He was our brother. Amen. And he did mistakes. You know, he stumbled over his words. And he was just a man. He made his wife to lie. But there was someone in him. Amen. That when he made his wife lie, you know, he didn't stay religious. You know, he could stay religious because there was a family that came with a little baby to be prayed for. Amen. When this tax thing was going on and this lawyer was calling and Sister Mita said, yeah, it's this lawyer. And Brother Branham said, tell him I'm not at home. And he went out of the house. You know, and there was, you know, and so Sister Mita said, he's not at home. You know, she lied. He made her wife to lie. Amen. And then there was a family called Brother Branham. Can you come and pray for our baby? Our baby is sick. You know, and Brother Branham was not religious, you know. Okay, I'm going to pray now. And you know, it doesn't matter if God answers or not, you know. Maybe we would act religious, but he was a sincere man. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, he was the prophet of the hour. Yeah. He was our example. Amen. And he said, I cannot pray. Yeah. He was a sincere before God. I need to go and make one thing right. Yeah. And he went and he called, you know, to that lawyer. And he said, you know, Mr. So-and-so, I am so sorry. I was at home. I was at home, but I lied. I want to apologize to you. You know, I preached it in our church. I said, how hard it is sometimes for a message believer to say, I was wrong. I am sorry. But you know how God can turn the situation. Look at this event. You know what this worldly man said? He said, Mr. Branham, I always had trust in you. But now, I trust you more. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that? That's the God we serve. When you come with a sincere heart. Amen. Because you are not a hero. Jesus Christ is a hero. Amen. When you make him your hero, he will make your life shine. Amen. And I believe that's what we need. That was my heart's desire before I was coming to this camp. Lord, we are in a journey and we are your victory. Help everyone here, all the children, all the older ones, the younger ones, so that we can go and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All the way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have something small on my heart and I trust it will bless you tonight. So let's just go to the Word of God. Let's open Ephesians chapter 4. And thank you for being such a wonderful group. And I trust something was said that encouraged you along the way. Remember that the Holy Spirit, Brother Branham said, he is a positive. We have many negative things, you know. And Satan, who is very, very clever guy, he will come and he will always point you to negative things. You see, this guy from Czech Republic, you know, he was stumbling over his words and you know, he was hollering there and there, and he's not much of a... And this other one there, you know, he was wearing a tie, and it wasn't the right one, and didn't match his shirt, and... You know, he will always find something negative. Amen? He wants to put negative things in your head. But the Holy Spirit is here to put positive things in your head. Don't you want to... You know, and that's what I have on my heart, to live with you. Some positive things to put a boost of faith, to put a boost to your faith. Amen? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I want to take a little title, put off the old and put on the new. It's very simple. Put off the old and put on the new. Let's open Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. Apostle Paul is saying, the Ephesians, you know, it was an advanced church. It was a church that really caught the revelation, who they are. Amen. And he said, you were in Christ, you know, you were called and chosen. And now he's saying, you know, but you have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. I want to ask you, where is the truth? In Jesus. that truth is not in that church or that church or in that minister or another blessed minister. The truth is in one person, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ was revealed by the message of the hour. Can you say amen? It is not William Branham's message. It's God speaking through William Branham. Hallelujah. God revealing himself again in this hour. Because there is someone here that will make it all the way to the rapture. And God wanted to make sure that you will make it. That's why he sent the word prophet today. Amen. Now, with the full restoration of the word. And he opened the Bible. The mysteries of the Bible. And the Bible became a new book. And now we are preaching from the open book. And you know, whatever is preached is happening in the people. If you preach justification, people will be justified. Amen. If you preach sanctification, the people will, you know, the holiness will manifest in the people. Amen. If you preach the restoration of the gifts will be back in the church. Can you say amen? But today we have the fullness of the light. Can you say amen? That's what the message brought to us. Brother Branham came, he was vindicated with the pillar of fire. He came with Eli in the spirit of Elijah to restore us back to the fullness so that you can possess all the things that were given to you as inheritance. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord Jesus Christ won 2,000 years ago, he was nailed there on the cross of Calvary and he said, it is finished. Finished work. All your healing that you need was already paid 2,000 years ago. Can you say amen? He cannot do anything more for your healing. He cannot do anything more for your deliverance, tires. Amen. Amen. He cannot do anything more because he already done it. Amen. And we only can receive it by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we were born in this old flesh with this old spirit. Amen. You know who is your enemy? You know who is your enemy? Don't think about your brother or sister. Don't look to the left or right. Stand in the, you know, when you wake up tomorrow and go to the bathroom, look in the mirror. Yeah, that's this fellow. Amen. That's this fellow. He gives you problems. Amen. He always stands in the way. But Brother Branham said, when I can make William Branham to move away, God can work, do through William Branham things that William Branham didn't even dream about. That's what Brother Branham said in the message. Amen. And when you can move away the old things, amen, that old guy that makes problem, God can work through you. And that's my desire to you, that God works through Esther, that God works through Benjamin. Amen. God works through William. God works through David. God works through Grace. Hallelujah. Brother, God knows your name. Amen. But I start to remember your names. Praise the Lord. I just love you. You're a lovely group of people. God can work through it. When we yield ourselves, God can work through us. But remember, the truth is in Jesus. You know, but there was always a question in the minds of people, you know, what should I do for Christ? And what is the part of God that he has done for us? You know, and what can I do to please God? But here, Apostle Paul is saying such wonderful things. Verse 22. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you once again this evening, Lord. Take those words and break it in our hearts, Father. Let it become a bread of life to us, Father. Let it be quickened inside of our hearts, Lord, because we desire you more this evening, Father. If there is anyone among us, Lord, that needs your special touch, let it be his service. Let it be her service, Father, because we don't want to leave behind anyone, Lord. We're going back home, Father, and we're not leaving here our families here. We're not leaving our children here. We are going home with all our family, all your family, Father. Bless this service. Move me out of the way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for God? Amen. You know, all things works for good for them that love God. Romans 8:28. Amen. All things, everything what comes your way, brother and sisters, remember it is for your good. Can you say amen? Even the things that you don't understand, remember God is allowing to happen for a purpose. He wants to draw you closer to himself. You know, there were some strange things that happened in my life, but you know, when I was walking through them, it wasn't easy. But when I, you know, when a few years were passed by and I looked back, I talked to my wife, hey, those things made me stronger Christian. Those things throw me more on my knees, you know, to pray more, to read my Bible more, amen, to seek for the solution in my life. That's how God is doing his business. Amen. We, you know, Laodiceans, they want everything easy. You know how I told you already, you know, microwaves and everything is so fast. So easy, just, you know, let's take it easy. But brothers and sisters, we're the bride of Jesus Christ. How many of you can identify, I am the bride of Jesus Christ? Can I see your hands? Praise the Lord. It's not an easy calling. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you know, if God requires perfection, he must open the way for the perfection to be available. Amen. You know, God never requires of you something that you cannot achieve. Can you say amen? So if God demands perfection, he must open the way to perfection. Praise the Lord. You know, before God created fish, he created a water for that fish so that she can swim. Amen? You know, and that's how it is with us. Amen. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. You know, so Apostle Paul is saying here, and I love the way he put it. Let me put a little foundation. He said, the truth is in Jesus. Can we all repeat it? The truth is in Jesus. It's in no other man. It's in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, and that's why we love to talk about him. Because it creates an atmosphere. Like Brother Chesson was preaching. It creates an atmosphere. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, we were born in this flesh. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We have something that we take on us because of the union of your parents. Amen. And you are in the sinful body, you know, that is attached to the serpent seed, and it's the old man. Amen. And the old man has lust and lies and you know, he's aging, you know, gray hairs. No, black hairs. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, I have some gray hairs. My wife told me, you have already gray hairs, but I see you black brothers, you are blessed. You don't have gray hairs. You have no worries. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I was in Africa, that's what I loved. You know, in Europe, everything is so stressed. Time. But when I was in Tanzania, they told me, we're going to pick you up at 10 o'clock for the service. So 10 sharp, I was down at the reception. And I'm waiting 30 minutes, 11 o'clock, 11:30. I was, you know, sitting there and the lady was laughing at me. You know, I thought they'd forgotten me. And the brother comes, Brother Daniel, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I said, brother, I love Africa. I had to put my watch away. I quit looking at it. I said, I'll be like African. You know, I said, brother, but what about the people in the church? And he said, don't worry, they will sing till we come. Praise the Lord. Sorry for that. But God is wonderful, amen. We have varieties of people, you know. People sometimes are so stressed about the cares of this life. But we should be more stressed about another life. How to get to heaven, amen. How to get out of this earth, amen. Because the devil is destroying people, is destroying their health, their nerve system. Amen. You know, how you call it in English? The psychical health, the mental health of the people is so much fragile today. Amen. Because of all the pressures of life, pressure at school, pressure at work, you know, pressure, you know, you have to be quick and you have to go there and you have to do that. It takes your time. Amen. But brothers and sisters, God knew about the time we will be living in. And he sent such a powerful word. That's why he sent the message of the hour. That the message of the hour is taking you to heavenly places in Christ Jesus. To another atmosphere. Hallelujah. Don't you love that camp? I love the atmosphere of that camp. You know, it's not just one day camp. It is 5 day camp. Hallelujah. Just sitting around the fire and getting into the atmosphere of God. You know, how many of you enjoy it? You know, when you sit with your friends and maybe you go to your room and you have a prayer together or you sing a song here and the one, you know, that we are not leaving the little ones behind. Brothers and sisters, what a blessing it is. We can have a fellowship like that. Amen. Because everything what the devil wants is to separate. He wants to separate families. He wants to separate communities. Amen. He wants to separate children. Amen. But the Lord, you remember, the truth is in Jesus. And Jesus is uniting. He is separating you from sin. He is separating you from the old life. But he said, I want to reunite you with a new life. I will give you a new man, a new life, amen, a new desires, and you will be united together in me. Hallelujah. To something better than what you see in the mirror, in the natural mirror. Brother Greg, hallelujah. We're growing the gray hairs. Hallelujah. But we have a new man. When I will get on the other side, when you will meet me there, I will have all my hairs. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the Paul is saying, put off, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. So we need to be willing to put off the old man. That's the first principle. How many of you are willing to put off the old man? You know, and that's why we have these meetings. That's why you come and have fellowship with your brother or your sister. And to realize that we are in need. You are already blessed if you realize you are in need. And when you realize it, you realize, Lord, I need to put off these things. I need to put off this, you know, this fashion. I need to put off this, you know, sports that I am watching. I need to put off these high heels. I need to put off these worldly things. Why? Because that's the old man. Amen. These things will perish. But remember what Paul is revealing to us. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Receive another spirit. Amen. After you give your heart to the Lord, when you are baptized in the Lord Jesus' name, as today Brother Andrew was saying, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You receive a new spirit from God. Amen. To your heart, to your life. And you are renewed. Your mind is renewed. And that you put on the new man. How many of you desire that? You put off something. So first you need to be willing to put off. How many of you are willing to put off? That's why when the atmosphere is created and the preacher asks or the pastor asks, how many of you are here? And the Spirit of God is working upon your heart. And you know there are things that they're not supposed to be in your life. How many of you are willing to give it up? Hallelujah. And if you really mean it from your heart, you are fulfilling the scripture, what Apostle Paul is saying. You are putting off the old man. Because the Bible said, God and a mammon cannot live together. God and a world, they cannot be together in one place. You either serve God or you serve this world. But when the Holy Spirit is working at you and you are willing to put off the old man, the old things, amen, let it go, let it go. Yeah. When the Holy Spirit is working upon your heart, catch that moment, amen, catch that chance while he's working upon you and be willing to let it go. Because then the Holy Spirit is ready to put on you something new. Don't you desire the new desires? The new man. This old man is perishing, but the new man cannot perish. The old man is not perfect, but the new man is perfect one. Hallelujah. The old man, you know, lies sticks to this old man, but the new man is not lying. It's always telling the truth. Praise the Lord. And that you put on the new man. And now he is describing the new man. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Can you say amen? So the new man that you can receive is created after God. God is the creator of the new man. And he is after God is created in righteousness. So we don't have our own righteousness. Our own righteousness is a filthy rags. But he wants to give you his righteousness. Amen. You give him your sinful righteousness, your sinful old man, and he will give you a righteous new man. You never done any sin. You are perfectly washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You never done it in the first place. Brothers and sisters, that's what the blood of Jesus done to us. You know, it's not just the blood of goats that covered, and every year the worshiper needs to come for another sacrifice, you know, a bull or goat, and it just covered the sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ takes the very root of sin away. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Let's open Colossians to nail it down. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. Hallelujah. I just have this simple encouragement on my heart, and I trust it will be a blessing. But now you also put off all this: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. How many of you can say, Lord, help me to do that? Can I see your hands? Help me to do that. Praise the Lord. Now, if you are willing to do so, then the 10th verse is for you. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So I want to ask you, who is the creator of the new man? God himself. It's not William Branham. It's not you creating a new man, but God himself created a new man for you and me. All that we can do is to receive the new man by faith. I believe you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that, that God made it so available? That it's not so complicated to serve God. You have to be willing to put off the old man and to put on the new man. Hallelujah. And the new man is created after God. So the same characteristics what God has, you will have. The same life that he has, it will manifest in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You will love even your enemies. Praise the Lord. You know, and we can see it being manifest in our lives. Look at where some of the people were. Amen. I don't know where Brother George was, but he was somewhere. But he was willing to put off the old man. And he put on the new man. And now the new man in him wants to worship the Lord. Wants to sing the songs. You know, when he's sick, he's praying for a healing. Amen. Because in the new man, there is a healing also. Whatever you have need of, it's in the new man. That is already created by God. Hallelujah. Into the image of God. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that? You know, we read yesterday that God partnershiped with us. You know, we are partners. So he imparted something to you. Whatever he has, he gave it to you. Whatever, Brother Wilmore, let me just stay with you. Whatever Brother Wilmore had, it belongs to his wife also. Sister, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the privilege to be the wife of a rich man. I'm not telling Brother Wilmore is rich. But you know, supposedly, hallelujah, she didn't work for it. She didn't earn it. But it was given to her by grace. By union with Brother Wilmore. Hallelujah. Amen. She goes to the stores and she pick up, we need a butter, we need a cheese today. I would like to have a really good bologna, you know, the salami, the fish. Today I really would like to make a grilled fish. I need a good steak, full, you know, meat. She puts it there and then she looks to the husband, pay. Sorry, brother. Maybe Brother Wilmore will not love me anymore. But do you catch the picture? Do you catch the picture? And you know, she is not misusing it because she loves him. Sister, do you love your husband? Brother Wilmer, do you love your wife? It's a love affair. And always remember, young people, the love between God and you, it's a love affair. It's not that God is, you know, sitting, hey, did you do something today? Oh, you did. You're no longer my daughter. You go back where you were. No, that's not our God. He knows where we are. David, he knows your life. He knows your struggles. He exactly knows from what family you come from. Amen. And you know, this world that we are living in is full of complexes. Can you say amen? I believe Brother Cheslin mentioned that. This world is full of complexes. But remember, the message of the hour came to break every complex. Praise the Lord. To break every cycle. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the best geographical book is the message of the hour. Can you say amen? It's the message of the hour. It's the word of God. Because there are such a depth that, you know, cannot be measured. That they cannot find the bottom of those depths. No one can go there. And God said that your sins were put there. And then no man can go down to dig them out. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ made for you and me. Hallelujah. The message is the best psychological book. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. The word of God is the best psychological book. It will always heal you. It will always lift you up and put you on the right track. It will restore your true mind. Amen. It will break every complex. Praise the Lord. It's the best healing book. Praise the Lord. By His stripes, we are healed. Amen. Amen. It's the best encouraging book. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? You know, all the stories in the Bible. Look at Rahab. Amen. The prostitute in Jericho. Not even, you know, part of Israel. But she was transformed to Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Because she was predestinated. She lived in a cursed city. She lived on a worst place. It should encourage us. The judgment was coming and the walls were supposed to go down. But there was a predestinated daughter of God living on the walls. And she received the spies with the message that they came. And they said there was a prophet in the land. Hallelujah. Did you hear about it? This land belongs to us. Amen. Judgment is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, the king of the city came. I don't know why I am diverting, but it's for someone. You know, when the king of the city, you know, he knew some strange fanatics came to his kingdom with some kind of a message, you know, and he was looking for them. And someone said, oh, they went to this harlot's house, you know, to Rahab. You know, many men were coming there in and out. But these two men that Joshua has sent, they had different intentions. Amen. The Lord was seeking for a predestinated seed. And the Lord is still seeking for you and me. Because you are predestinated seed. That's why you met with the message of the hour. That's why you are in this camp. Because the Lord wants to reveal to you, you are His daughter and His son. Amen. Amen. The truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amazing thing is that when those servants of the king comes to Rahab and they knock on the door, we know that there were servants, that there were some strange Hebrew men that came. Where are they? You know, she didn't say it. Yeah, they're in my house here. No. She lied. She make up a story, but not just to lie. But there was a purpose why she did it. Because she was in a desperation. Amen. Her life was no good, but she was in desperation. She said, these people, they know what they are talking about. Amen. Their God, the God they serve is the only true God. Do you feel the same in your heart? That Jehovah of the Old Testament became a Jesus Christ of the New Testament. And you feel that this is the only God there is. Amen. He creates the right kind of an atmosphere. And she wanted to preserve this message in her home. That's why she said, oh, they already left. Go there to these mountains and maybe you shall find them. Hallelujah. And while the servants of the king went away, she went quickly to those spies. Tell me more. Tell me more about your God. Tell me more about the promised land. Amen. That's what the message of the hour is. Telling us more about the promised land. Hallelujah. And you know, the general, to make the story short, but the general in the army of Joshua. Can you imagine that? Salmon, you know, he was a general. He came, amen, when the judgment was coming. She obeyed the word. She displayed a token. Amen. And the token is the Holy Spirit. You cannot hide it. You have to put it on display. You cannot say, I was a Christian in the camp, but on Monday. What did you say? Yeah, I'll go with you. It's like Brother Andrew was saying, amen. You need to take a stand for God.
Amen.
Amen. You need to put off the old man. And remember, the new man was already created. You don't have to make it up yourself. Amen. You just need to receive it. Amen. And I'm going to prove it to you.
Yeah.
You know, this jacket, I didn't produce it. Amen. Amen. Whatever you are wearing today, sisters or brothers, did you make it yourself? Brother JP, you are sitting here. You did you make your shirt? You didn't. You don't make shirts? He doesn't make shirts. Did you make your shirts? No. My goodness. Did you make this sweater? No. But you wear it. You put it on, right? But who made it? Polo? Polo Company. Amen. Usually the company that makes it, they are so, you know, proud of their products that they put a label on it. So, you know, Lavat or a Polo or something. Amen. I didn't make it. I bought it. You just need to go to a place where they are selling it. I didn't went to a bakery and said, hey, I'm here to buy a jacket. You know, the baker man would just say, Mr. Mazur, something happened to your head. We are not selling jackets here. We're selling bread here. Amen. But when you need a jacket, you need to go to the store where they sell jackets. And someone else made a lot of jackets for you. There is a perfect one for you. Brother JP, come here. When you are, you know, you cannot wear a new jacket unless you put off the old one. Can you agree with me? It will not fit on you. The two powers, God and Satan, they cannot be both in your life. You have to decide which one you want to serve. And when you decide, you said, Lord, I am putting off the old man. I'm letting it go. I want these lies to go away from my life. I want this fashion to go away from my life. And when you raise up your hand, when you are in the presence of God, when you are praying, God is so merciful that he said, oh, my son, I already prepared a new man for you. You don't have to be making it up, but here it is. Receive it by grace. Hallelujah. Receive it by grace. You know, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because Brother JP was willing to put off the old man. He doesn't have the old jacket, and he lifted up his hands and he said, Lord, here am I. God comes, the Holy Spirit comes, and according what Paul say, he puts on you the new man. Keep it on. It's not over yet. But did you catch that? Amen. Did you catch that? You know, natural type spiritual. You go to the store and you buy a ready jacket. And the man that is selling the jackets, he looks at you and he said, oh, Mr. JP, I know your size and perfectly, you know, I would put the one that fits you, and I will put a tie that fits it to you. He knows what you need. Amen.
Amen.
If you have 180 kilos, you cannot fit in this jacket. He will give you another one. The one for you. But Brother JP, he's a really, you know, slim man. He looks good, right? The one sister is nodding really good. I'm sorry. Brother JP, I need to apologize to you and your fiance. But you know what? That's just a simple example. But that's what I see in the scripture. Our God already created a new man. It is ready. Hallelujah. And it is working. David, you just need to be willing to put off and put on the new one. Let the old things go. Like Sister Grace was saying, let the old, you know, connections go. And he puts a new desires in you. Amen. He puts a new man, which is created into the image of God. It is God's righteousness. It is God's holiness. So a true holiness, it's not your creation. It's the creation of God. God is creating it in you. Amen. And God is so proud of his new man that he puts a label on it. Hallelujah. He puts the seal on it. Amen. Created by God. Heaven's made. Perfect. Amen. Cannot fail. Is that your garment? Is that your new man? When you put it on, you know, Satan might know your old man. And he would say, hey, I know JP. I know his old man. You know, he just went, I know what he has done. But what he doesn't know, hallelujah, that there was a time when Brother JP gave his heart to the Lord. Amen. And he put on the new man. You don't have to be putting it on, but let's just put it on like this. Amen. And the devil comes and he knows everything what you have done. Amen. But when he comes, you are close in the new man. Hallelujah. You are hidden in his pavilion. Amen. The righteousness of God is around you. And it's covering all your life. And when the devil looks, he wants to find your mistakes. He wants to find how many times you lied. How many times you got angry. How many beers you drank. How many cigarettes you smoke. How many drugs you took. But if you put it under the blood of Jesus Christ, the old man is vanished. Amen. And you are standing in the new man. Created in the image of Almighty God, God's righteousness. And God's righteousness says, but JP never done it in the first place. Perfect. Never done it. Amen. Created in the true holiness. Praise the Lord. And Satan looks, I knew him, but where it is? It is disappeared. It's not there. The blood of Jesus Christ washed it. He is standing in the new man. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ done for you and me. Are you willing to receive? Are you willing to receive? It will give us faith. Praise the Lord. And it will scare the devil. Hallelujah. Because he knows that brand. Not this one. But the heavenly brand. He knows the Lord Jesus Christ. And anything that is made by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he's afraid of. Because on the cross of Calvary, he lost all his teeth. He doesn't have a teeth. He cannot bite. He doesn't have a power. He's bound. He's only bluffing. And when you recognize who you are, you have a right to stay and say, Satan, you kept me too long. I am here standing, putting on a new man. Hallelujah. The victories that the Lord Jesus Christ won, they are my victories. The peace that he had is my peace. The joy that he had is my joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what God loves. Amen. And Satan hates it because he's trembling. He is trembling. Amen. You know what the Bible said? That Satan is under our feet. Amen. How many of you remember that? Amen. So if you feel like you are the most little Christian and you say, brother, I am just the skin on the bottom of the foot. I want to encourage you. The Bible said the enemy is under our feet. You are always higher than the devil. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that? Amen. You are above him. You are here to command him. You will not torment me. Get behind me, Satan. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? You know, Brother Branham said in the message, present stage of my ministry, he said, I hope he will crown my ministry with this, of letting me take the clothes of the word and dress his bride in the clothes of the word and for his righteousness. I hope he'll crown me and let me stand there on that day and say, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That was the prayer of Brother Branham. And I believe that he was successful. Can you say amen? Because we are here today and we have the message of the hour. And the message of the hour is our clothes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We put it on. We put it on. And that's our victory. Amen. When you try to fight your battles alone, you will be a loser. But when you try to fight together with Jesus Christ, having it, him in your life, he is your fighter. He is your victory giver. He will teach you how to take the sword. Amen. And there is only one king's sword, and that's the word of God. When you have it, you can cut off the enemy's head. Praise the Lord. That's what we are here for. Amen. Let's open Genesis, if you can. Genesis 24. Just a little example. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for the new man? I'm so happy for the new man. When I remember the old man, you know, and I still have problems with this new man. Brothers and sisters, this new man is giving me problems. Many times I have to go on my knees and, as the Apostle Paul is saying, I die daily. I repent daily. Amen. But I don't want to do evil, but the evil is sticking to me. But I believe there is a new man in me. And I'm consecrating on him. Praise the Lord. And the old man is perishing like the ping pong balls. Amen. You know, in Genesis 24, you know, when Abraham was old, and we know he was a wealthy man and he was a master, and he had a faithful servant, which was Eliezer, and he had his son Isaac. Abraham had his son, and he said, I want to find a wife for my son Isaac. Amen. So he called his faithful servant and he said, oh, Eliezer, come here. I know you know me. Hallelujah. You know, Eliezer knew the desires of Abraham. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He was with him long enough and he knew exactly what Abraham likes, what is his nature, what is his character.
Amen.
Aren't you happy for the message of the hour?
Hallelujah.
You know, Brother Branham was so close to God that he knew the desires of God and what pleases to him.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, I want you to go with the message. And don't, because I need to find a wife for my son Isaac.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God amen. Is looking for the bride. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
That's
Hallelujah.
Why he sent an Elijah today. Praise the Lord. Amen. William Branham in the spirit of Elijah again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. When Brother Branham was, you know, in the low part of his life and he didn't know what is my ministry all about? And he was praying and, you know, he was asking the Lord. And he came and he said, Lord, let me open the Bible. And he opened the Bible and he put the finger. And his finger landed right on that scripture Eliezer was sent to seek the bride for Isaac.
Amen.
And the Lord told him, that's perfectly your ministry.
My.
That's what we receive today.
Amen.
The message was sent for you because you are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So Eliezer knew exactly. Abraham said, go to my country. Go to my kinfolks.
Amen.
Amen. That means that you are kin to God.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Because God sent a message today and he is not searching any bride or any wife. He is searching the one. The predestinated one. He knows that's you. That's you. Praise the Lord. Sorry, brother. Just stay for a little bit. We're going somewhere. I am trying to drive the point, okay?
Amen.
We are in a journey.
Amen.
Will you stay with me another 15 minutes? I won't hold you too long. But remember, we need to put on the new man. Because the old man will perish, but the new man will stand the test. The new man will help you to go all the way to the rapture. The new man is your victory. The new man is your holiness. The new man is your righteousness. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. When you recognize it, you will be the happiest person. Amen. And the new man is influencing you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother George. But can you imagine Eliezer? He was sent. Abraham said, go there. And he crossed the desert. He was going like 40 days. And Abraham said, take 10 camels. I will equip you with the power. Because the camel is a beast. Amen. It represents the power. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So Abraham was he was the master. Yes. And our Almighty God, He is our master.
Amen.
He sent the Eliezer today. He sent the prophet.
Amen.
And He equipped him with the power from above.
Hallelujah.
And the power of Abraham, that Abraham sent with Eliezer, was carrying something on their backs.
Amen.
You know what was the animals that He sent? I want to show you. Sister how you call it?
Dash.
Sister Dash. Look, that was the enemy that Abraham equipped Eliezer with. You know, and it astonished me. It astonished me, you know. You know, when I went to Wikipedia, you know what Wikipedia said? The camels are one of the most ugly animals. And God has chosen this animal to go all across the desert. The Laodicean desert.
Amen.
But the Eliezer was a faithful servant.
Amen.
He took the 10 camels. He put everything on their back. Amen. All the messages. All that Rebecca needed. The bride. Amen. All that you needed is in the message of the hour.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It was all on the back of the camels.
Amen.
And Eliezer was going there. Amen. And you know, you can read your Bible, but they arrived there, amen, to the land of Laban and the kinfolks of Abraham, right in the evening time.
Amen.
And what is the time we're living in? It's the evening time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother George. Sorry I kept you here. Do you love Brother George? He's a good camel. But you're not ugly, brother. Your wife says amen. Hallelujah. But you know, 10 camels were going with Eliezer. And Eliezer said, Abraham, I'm your faithful servant. You know, Eliezer did not carry the message of his own. He carried the message of Abraham. Brother Branham was not preaching him his own messages. It were the messages of his master. They were messages coming from the throne of God. Because the bridegroom is seeking for the bride. Hallelujah. And they came in the evening time to the well. You know, and he rested there. Hallelujah. Forgive me for the example. But he came after 40 days of journey. It was 700 kilometers. Go to the history and check it. And you know, the camels are very special animals. They look ugly, true. Right? We have much better animals. You know, like a lion. Or a horse. You know, a true horse. I am a horse. Can't you see my brand? Amen. Or lion, or tiger, or something, you know, so beautifully looking. But camel, you know, two humps, you know, odd shape. You know, a lot of the times, you know, the fur is going away, and you can't even see the eyes. Amen. The mouth is kind of, you know. But God used that power.
Amen.
to bring the bride back to Isaac. And I will prove to you that it's not done by mistake. Amen. Because it is a very special animal. You will remember this animal from this service. Brother and sisters, it is a very special animal. Amen. It has such a characteristics. It is equipped with things that no other animal has. And that's for the purpose. Because there is a great desert between the bride and the bridegroom. Amen. There is a great gap. And all the other animals, all the other powers, they will cease. They will not be able to cross the desert. But God equipped camel with such an abilities that it can go even 40 days without water. It can carry on. It's pressing on. Amen. It's pressing on. Brother and sisters, you know, someone is dying on your right or on your left, discouraging you, but you press on. Hallelujah. Why? Because you had put on the new man. And that's the new man. Hallelujah. Or the power that stands behind the new man. It's the power that will carry you all the way to the rapture. All the way to the body change. It's equipped in the message of the hour. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That was the power that Abraham sent to fetch Rebekah. And Eliezer arrives in the evening time. Comes to the well. And what was his prayer? Who remembers what he was praying? Young people. What Eliezer was praying? Who remembers? Because he needed to recognize who she is, where she is. Amen? Benjamin. Exactly. He was praying. He came in the evening time. And he kneeled down. And he said, "Oh Lord, I came such a long way. I am after a 40 days journey. I don't know where is that lady. But I pray, Lord, let the one that will come here to the well, and I will ask her for water. And she will tell, I will give you, and I will water also your camels. Let it be a sign that's the one." Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to recognize one thing. How many camels were sent? 10 camels. You know, a camel can go for 40 years without drink. 40 days they can go without drinking. But after those 40 days, when they come to the water to be watered, it can drink up to 30 gallons of water, which is 100 liters. Every camel, 100 liters of water. You know, and here comes Rebecca. Here comes Rebecca with the, where is the pot? We don't have a pot, but let's be a pot. Amen. She comes with the pot. And imagine she sees the man that she never seen in her life. I want to ask you, you know, the Bible doesn't say she was afraid. You know, he was a stranger. He looked different. You know, maybe he was dusty and he looked like a foreigner. And now this foreigner is sitting there and he said, "Hey, hello, how are you? Are you from this area?" And she said, "Yes, I'm from this area. Can you give me a water, please? I am thirsty. Can you give me a water?" And Rebecca has a pot. I studied the history. You know, the pots were approximately from 4 liters to 8 liters. So let's say she had 8-liter pot. And Rebecca, you know, when she put down the pot and she was getting it up to give drink to Eliezer, something was telling in her heart. Brothers and sisters, Brother Branham reveals this mystery that before Eliezer came to that well, someone was there already waiting for him. Do you know who that was? The angel of the Lord. The same angel that led Peter out of the prison. The same angel beat Eliezer about 30 minutes. And he was already waiting. Hallelujah. Because God had a plan. God is not nervous, you know. Is Brother Wilmore making it all the way? Or will this bride make it all the way? Will not they fail along the way? No, he's not nervous. Because he's Alpha and Omega. He knows the end before the beginning. He is very sure you will make it all the way. because you are son of God, David. Amen. You are daughter of God, brother, sister. Amen. You will make it all the way. And he equipped you with the power from above for you to go all the way. Do you know that song? All the way, I'm going all the way. All the way, I'm going all the way. Praise the Lord. Are you willing to go all the way? Praise the Lord. And there was something in Rebecca saying, water also his camels. So she took the water out. She gives it to Eliezer and she said, I will water also your camels. Can you imagine the situation, how Eliezer felt? He just prayed, let the one that will tell, I will water also your camels. Let it be the bride. And here she prayed. And he is all tired from the journey. Maybe a scent all over him. And he's sweaty. And he's drinking this water that Rebecca gave him. And Rebecca, you know, she didn't figure that out. Because if she calculated what she's saying, she would never said that. Remember, 10 camels. Every camel drinks 100 liters of water. So how many liters Rebecca had to take from the well? That it wasn't an easy job. Amen. She was putting herself to a job. You know, if the pot was 8 liters, or let's say 10 liters, 100 times. 100 times there and back, and there and back. And she just poured it down, and these creatures. Because they were thirsty. They crossed the desert. But she didn't know she's watering the power. Praise the Lord. She's watering the animals that will carry her on their back to her bridegroom. Hallelujah. But there was something in her telling her, do it. There is something in you telling you, do that. Put off the old man. Amen. Put off the old things that you have to do, that you have done, and put on the new man. Sacrifice yourself and do something for Christ. You will be blessed. Be you doers of God's word. Amen. Stay in the right kind of an atmosphere because the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. The Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord, was around Rebecca, influencing her. Hallelujah. That's why Rebecca was willing to do that, because the angel of the Lord was saying, do that. Do that, Rebecca. You are chosen one. And Rebecca was taking these pots out. Amen. All the other girls that were watching, they said, what a crazy lady it is. Amen. We would never do it for this man. He's a stranger. We don't know him. But Rebecca in her heart, she said, somehow by revelation, I know that I have to do that. Amen. This man is a special man. Amen. Amen. And those creatures, those camels, I love them. Hallelujah. Amen. I have to water them.
Amen.
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 And then, and Eliezer, I believe he was so happy in his heart. Can you imagine Eliezer? We are closing just in a little bit. But can you imagine he knew that's her? Amen. That's her. You know, and nobody can fully believe this message. Only the bride of Jesus Christ. Only you can take it and say, that's for me. I am putting off the old man. I am putting off the fashions of this world. And I am putting on the new man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't you love Brother George? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He's a good Rebecca. Amen. And when Rebecca watered all the camels, she was standing. Tired. You need to be tired. You took 100 times the water pot. Praise the Lord. I want you to see Rebecca was tired. She has just now done something what was contrary to her mind. Her mind was telling her, don't do it. But her heart was telling her, do it. How many of you felt that way? You felt the Holy Spirit telling you, do that. Be obedient to God's word. Amen. Baptize, get a baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. If you feel the pull in your heart, do it. You will be blessed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So finally, Eliezer said, oh, lady, Hallelujah. Eliezer knew that's the caliber of the bride. Amen. He knew her master. He knew Isaac. Amen. Rebecca, what is your name?
George.
Amen. He asked, what is your name? And she said, Rebecca. Where do you live? And she said, well, maybe there. Can I go to your house?
Yes,
amen. Rebecca said, come to our house. We have a space for you to sleep. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Eliezer was said, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
You answered my prayer.
Amen.
You sent me to fetch the bride, and the bride is here.
Amen.
And we had our Eliezer, Brother Branham, amen, the prophet
amen.
Of the hour. And he was so happy.
Amen.
He said, there must be a bride here
amen.
That will receive this message.
Amen.
And live that message. Amen.
Yes,
live it. Not leave it, but leave it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
amen.
Brother George.
Amen.
Let's give a clap. Just one more little thing.
Amen.
You know, she watered the camels. So the camels, refresh themselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You can do something. You can do something.
Amen.
You can water the power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can water the power.
Amen.
Amen. You can say amen to God's word.
Amen.
You can say, I praise you, Lord.
Amen.
What you are doing, you are watering the camels that will carry you back to your bridegroom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She had no idea what just she has done. She was all tired. But there in her heart, she was so satisfied. She said, this man is a special man. Come to our house. I will introduce you to my father, to my uncle, to my family. But Eliezer came there. Hallelujah. He knew his commission. And they said, oh, welcome, stranger. Where you come from? Oh, Abraham family. We are kin to each other.
Amen.
Amen. He said, my master is Abraham. He's a wealthy man. Amen. And Brother Branham, he was preaching whom? He was not preaching himself. He said, I preach to you Christ.
Amen.
My master. Amen. The Almighty God.
Amen.
The creator of heaven and earth. That's the one I am presenting to you. Amen. He is seeking for the bride. And my master, the son of my master, Isaac, is seeking for the bride. Hallelujah. And here is Rebecca. I prayed the one that will water my camels, let it be the one. And she watered my camels. I didn't tell her to do that. I didn't force her to do that. She has done it from her heart. Hallelujah. Whatever you do from your heart, it means before God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and the scripture said, you can read it yourself, but to make it shorter in the closing. You know, all her family finally, you know, wow, you want to take the bride. You want to take Rebecca with you. But she never been in that land.
My.
Amen. She never seen Isaac. She never been where Abraham is living. But Eliezer was telling her, Rebecca, future home of your heavenly bridegroom and earthly bride.
Amen.
Mighty God unveiled before our eyes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Eliezer was telling Rebecca about the land where he will take her, about the bridegroom that she will meet. Amen. The Almighty God unveiled before our eyes.
Amen.
Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
That's my bridegroom.
Amen.
That's where you are going, Rebecca. You know, and all the others, all the family of Rebecca, they received gold and silver and some gifts. And they were so happy about it. Hallelujah. Amen. All, you know, when Brother Branham came, when the ministry of the prophet came, all the other organizations, denominations, they benefit from that ministry. Can you say amen? They received the gifts. Amen. You know, there were some men that were sitting, you know, in his preaching. And they said, we want to have a gift like this man.
Amen.
Amen. They were inspired by his ministry. But brothers and sisters, he came to fetch the bride for Christ.
Amen.
There must be a Rebecca here. And you know, they received the gift, but Rebecca received something else, what the other didn't receive. Tell me what it was. Tell me what it was. There is one gift that Rebecca received. Not the Bible said that the others didn't receive it. It was the raiment, the clothes. Eliezer went to Rebecca's, you know, room maybe and said, Rebecca, my master Isaac that loves you, he made this special garment for you. He made a new man for you.
Amen.
Put off the old clothes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because Isaac, he loves you so much. He chose you before the foundation of the world. And he prepared a new garment for you. Rebecca, you are not the ordinary girl. Hallelujah. It fits you also. Amen. Rebecca, that's what Isaac made for you. Because he loves you.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Put off the old man and put on the new man. Hallelujah. That's what is happening today. The message of the hour is the garment for the bride. That's Christ the Word. We are clothed in His righteousness. Amen. Now look at Brother George. Amen. He didn't make it. He didn't produce it. It was given to him by grace. Hallelujah. I no doubt Rebecca was looking maybe in the mirror or wherever. She said, wow. Can you imagine this garment represented her bridegroom?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because he has sent it to her. And there was a question. You know, he asked the family, will you let your daughter go with me?
Yeah.
And they said, she's an adult. Let's ask Rebecca. Rebecca, will you go with me?
Yes.
Will you? Yes! Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. Amen! And the bridegroom is asking you today, are you willing to go? Are you willing to put off the old man and put on the new man? Are you going, bride? Are you going, Brother Wilmore? Are you going, David? Are we going to the rapture? Are we going to meet our new body? That's the time we're living in. And the power was there. Hallelujah. The animals she watered. The camels were not standing there like this. She already watered the camels. The camels were standing. The hips were, you know, straight up. They were ready. Hallelujah. For the final journey. And the Satan said, they are weak animals. They will not cross the desert. But there were abilities in that power, in that animal, to cross back. To go back where Abraham was.
Amen.
Where Isaac was. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And God, and Satan looked. What an ugly animal it is. Look at the hips. Odd shape. Amen.
Amen.
Bad eyes. Bad legs.
Right.
They are not the fast runners. They cannot bite. They don't have good bite, you know, teeth. No, no good animal. But God said, I will choose this animal.
Amen.
Isn't God wonderful?
Amen.
You know, Satan is boasting, but God knows. God
Amen.
Knows about the abilities.
Amen.
Because then Eliezer said to Rebecca, are you willing to go with me? You have put on the new man, and I have equipped, my master equipped me with the power.
Amen.
Can you get on the camel? Amen. Hallelujah. And she stepped on the camel. Forgive me for the visual.
Amen.
But that, it's not a fairy tale story.
Amen.
It really happened.
Hallelujah.
Rebecca got
Amen.
On the camel.
Amen.
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 And you know what Eliezer said? He was singing a song. Rebecca, let's sing it. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My hands are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels second me to heaven's open door. And I can feel at home in this world here below. Rebecca, you're going home. All you know, There is no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, what I will do? The angels echo me from heaven's open door, and I can feel at home in this world here below. Hallelujah! Yeah. We're not feeling home here.
Amen.
We're going to another land. Amen.
Hallelujah.
This story is repeating again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother George.
Amen.
Sorry, Brother George. But you know, just in closing, I want to read you something about camels. Very special animal. Amen. You know, a horse is faster than this animal. You know, a camel goes really slow. But you know, if it would be a horsepower, the horse can run for a short distance very quick. But you know, after 1 or 2 days, on a desert. A lion can, you know, bite and kill and run also, but for a short distance. Then on a desert, all the other beasts will do like that. But camel, he's equipped to go slowly, but surely.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, camel can carry up to 500 kilos of load. Can you imagine it? Half of a ton. You can put it on him. And he will carry it for you. You don't have to carry these burdens. The power that God has sent to take you from this earth will carry your burdens. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? He said, cast your burdens upon me because I carry it for you. That's the Lord you serve. Another hint. He gathers fat in his humps. That's not water there. It's fat. Do you know what for? Because on the desert, during the day, it can be 50 degrees of Celsius. And during the night, it can be even 15 below zero. Very extreme temperatures. But this power have ability. You know, the humps, there is a fat. And it's working like an insulator. Isolator. Amen? It can stand the heat of the day up to 55. And during the night, even minus 15. And this power still goes on. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that?
Amen. Thank you.
This power is built for desert. So when you have days like you don't feel God is loving you, this power will carry you through.
Amen.
When you don't have strength to go on,
Amen.
This power, the Holy Ghost power, will carry you through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. Another little hint. It had 3 eyelids. And 2 sets of eyelashes. You know what for? Because the when you are sitting on that power and you are crossing the desert to the promised land. Hallelujah. He's not happy. He's sending a snowstorm, sandstorm after a sandstorm. But this animal is equipped with the three eyelids and 2 sets of eyelashes. It goes like this. And there you cannot see anything, but the Holy Ghost power sees through the storm,
Amen.
Knows the way. Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you happy for that?
Amen.
Look at the, how you call it? Hoofs? Look at the hoofs. The hoofs are white, equipped to go on the sand. All the other animal has a troubles, you know, to go, but the camel goes. You know, the camel has ability to find water anywhere. It can drink salt and fresh water. Did you know that? It's one of the only animals that can also, in a case of emergency, they can drink a salt water and they can live and go on. Aren't you happy for that power?
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Hallelujah. It has a thick lips. So when it's go on a desert and there is a dry stick, the camel, everyone sees, oh, this brother is dry. There is no good about this brother. But this power says, there can be something good about this dry stick. Let's just try. There is a moisture of the Holy Spirit. It's a good brother.
Yeah.
We just need to take care more about him and say some positive things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It stores the water for 40 days in his blood. His blood cells have such a shape that the water is not in the humps. It's in her, in its vein systems. Aren't you happy for that? And the camel, that power is carrying you to your bridegroom. That's what we receive in the hour we're living in. Brothers and sisters, you are not alone. You receive the new man. And the new man is equipped with everything what you have need of. That's what I wanted to leave with you. You are not in the battle alone. Amen. You are not in this race alone. You are the victorious one. You will make it to the end because the word said so. And the type cannot be broken. Praise the Lord. Can I ask the musicians to come? Let's stand to our feet.
Hallelujah.
And when Rebecca was on the camels, she was going back. She was asking Eliezer, tell me more.
Amen.
Eliezer, how is my bridegroom?
Amen.
What does he like?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 What is the color of his eyes?
Hallelujah.
What is the color of his hairs? Tell me about his mansion.
Amen.
Tell me about his home.
Hallelujah.
And Eliezer said, Rebecca,
Amen.
I will tell you about the home. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The future home.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Forgive me for maybe a funny drama, but I trust it will go with you.
My.
Read this chapter yourself.
Amen.
And you will find your story
Amen.
In that story in Genesis 24.
Amen.
It's our time.
Amen.
It's our day.
Amen.
If God was able to take Rebecca through the desert to meet her bridegroom,
Amen.
He can do the same today.
Hallelujah.
Put on the new man.
Amen.
David, it's made for you.
Amen.
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 As Brother Andrew said, this new generation, those are new ministers,
Amen.
New song leaders.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
New sisters that will carry the burden of the light, the burden of the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
They will serve in the kitchen. They will organize things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for every new generation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's close our eyes. Praise the Lord. I know the master of the wind. Can we just sing one more?
Lord of love.
Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who's watching over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of shine again. I know the master of me. Don't you desire the new man?
Oh,
sometimes I soar like an eagle to the high. Above the peace my soul can be found. Never put me down. I know the master. I know the master of the way.
Hallelujah.
I know the maker of the way.
The maker of the rain.
He can
calm the storm. Shine again. I know the master of.
Let's just bow our heads. Let this melody be played. When we will pray now. Maybe there was someone left. It was sitting here, being here. But you never really put off the old man. Still there are things sticking to you. The Holy Spirit somehow talked to you. When we are in the presence of God, you want to raise up your hand and say, Lord, I want to put off the old man and let your new man be put on me. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless your sincere heart. We just want to give you opportunity. Amen. When the Holy Spirit is here. And you know, remember, He is here willing to take off all the habits, all the things that you are battling with. And He, the Holy Spirit, is here to put a new man on you. May God bless you, my young sister. May God bless you, my young brother. Let's just raise up our hands and pray to our God. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Tell Him, Lord, here am I. I am putting off the old man. And I want to receive You, Lord, Your new garment, Your righteousness. Amen. Your holiness. Heavenly Father, we pray this evening, Lord. Let's just lift up our voices. Pray in Your own way. Heavenly Father, we are here gathered in Your name. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your presence, Father. Lord, we... Hallelujah. 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 Don't you love the Lord? Hallelujah. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and send to shine again. If you are weak tonight, the power is here to carry you through. I know the master of the way. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the way. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? Do you believe He is here? Do you believe that He sees your need? Do you believe that He answers your need? May God bless you. I will ask Brother Andrew to come and close the service however he feels. But it's been a pleasure to be with you. Brother Andrew, thank you so much. May God bless you.
Amen.
Young people, even the older ones, the older brother, you are young. We will spend eternity together. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, I have a longing to be in that place. I'm tired of this world. Tired of the things around me. But this message and the word of God is so precious to me. I want to meet you there. William, I want to meet you there. David, I want to meet you there. Sisters, I want to meet you there. Amen. Hezekiah, wherever he is, the little guy, I want to meet you there. Amen. We are family of God. We are not leaving even the little ones behind. Always remember, I love you with the love of God. Brother Greg, I want to meet you there. Amen. I can never stay the same. Do you know why? Because I met with you. And you are the same part of the invisible body of Christ as I am. You gave me power. Maybe you ask, what have I give to you? Your presence, your love, amen, your fellowship. It means much to me, amen. I live by that. Because as the body of Christ, that's where the strength is, amen. Because you pray, I can be victorious. Because I pray, you can be victorious. May God bless you. Praise the Lord. And Brother Cheslin, it's been a pleasure to co-work with you. He is going to cap it off tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'll be praying for that. Maybe my plane leaves at 12 o'clock, so I won't be here. I would love to be here, but, you know, I won't be here. But I'll be praying for Brother Cheslin. I know God is going to use him. May God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Chetlin's going to cap it off tomorrow and on Sunday. Did you know that? That's a good thing. It's wonderful. Saints, who really appreciates Brother Daniel? God bless you, brother. Amen. You know, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. We're testifying the other day of when we were first invited to go to Slovakia for meetings 2008. And I went across there with Brother Vlad. Never been there before, right in the east of Slovakia in the mountains. And went up to the camp. And I had to take the first service. And sitting in the audience, there was Brother Daniel and his father. His father's now passed away. And we became friends from that day. Yeah, and the Lord made us friends that day for such times as this. You see how the Lord prepares things ahead of time. It's so wonderful being a believer because He's Jehovah Jireh. He's the things that are happening in your life, you don't realize, are planning for. The Lord's preparing things for tomorrow. And in that same meeting, there was Brother Zalish was sitting there. And we've been across there now to the youth meetings in Czech and all of that. And then sitting there as well in those same meetings was our good brother Janko in Serbia. We'll be in Serbia in 2 weeks' time. going there to take meetings there, and I saw, wow, the Lord can do amazing things. You know, all you got to is just follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. That's it. You know, I just like this example of the camel because it proves one thing. That if the Lord was calling Rebecca to come to Isaac, she wasn't supposed to do it in her own power. That's it. Don't try to be a Christian in your own power. You can't do it. You'll quickly run out of steam. The prophet says, anything that you need, God will bring it to you. Everything. And all you've got to do is just yield yourself. The secret to a successful Christian life is learning how to surrender. Is learning how to yield yourself. That when He draws near, you just yield yourself to Him. That's it. It's just a submission to the Lord because He knows the way. And He'll give you the power. He gives you the revelation. If you need any gifts, He'll give you the gifts. If you, whatever that it is, He'll send it your way. Friends, this camp, what did we need? We needed the ministry of Daniel Mazur and Cheslin Downs. And the Lord knew that. And friends, Brother Cheslin, he was just coming. Brother George invited him for holiday. Then I said, Brother Cheslin's coming for holiday. That's the same time as the camp. I said, let Brother Cheslin come and minister in the camp. Friends, it's wonderful. And we had just gone for meetings in Czech Republic, sitting with Brother Daniel there. His daughter was at the youth meetings. We sat down there and I said, Brother Daniel, it would be so nice if you could come again and minister in Ireland. And he said, Brother, it's really in my heart. God was already preparing the way for the youth camp. Friends, we don't have to crack our heads about these things. It's the Father's business. It's His responsibility to take care of things. And friends, one thing we can see from this camp, the Lord never lets us down. Does He? He doesn't let us down. A few weeks back, we're needing some revival. We're needing some strength. What does He do? Brother Barry Coffey just sends me an email saying, Brother, we're coming for holiday to Ireland. I'm coming with Paul LaFontaine. Would you like us to pass through your church? I said, what kind of question is that, you know? And the Lord sends people, friends. It's a wonderful thing to be a believer. The greatest thing I could desire for every single young person here is to surrender your life to Jesus. Let Him just be the Lord of your life and you will see wonderful things. He'll give you the cream of the crop as your friends. Now you might have had your friends in the world and you thought they were your friends and they let you down big time. We have a brother, I won't mention his name, and he got grieved by the church once and about the brothers, and he went to the world and he tied up with all of his worldly friends. And then the crisis came and all of his worldly friends forsook him. And you know who stepped in to help him? Was the people that he had walked away from. And the brethren went and resuscitated him and helped him, and he came back and he said, now I know who my real friends are. Friends, if you want the best things in life, let God choose for you. Amen. If you want the best friends in life, let God choose your friends. I'm so glad to be friends with Brother Cheslin. Brother, I'm so glad. And I'm so glad to be friends with Brother Daniel Mazur. It's a precious thing. And these friendships, friends, are not just based in time. These are eternal friendships. These friendships didn't begin in time. This was predestined by God. No, there's the supernatural. There's something in these things that God allows you to meet. Like Eliezer and Rebecca. That wasn't just a chance meeting. It was the angel of the Lord who brought these things together. You know, so as we had prepared for tomorrow for the final service at the camp, really think inside of your life, you young people. You don't need to make the mistakes that some of us made. You know, get into the world and try this. That. If you just commit yourself to the Lord, you are in for such a wonderful life. You are in for such a wonderful journey. He's going to lead you to the richest of places, to the most fruitful of things inside of your life. Yes, there's going to be persecutions. Yes, the devil's going to fight against you, but God is responsible to minister to your every need. And I'm sure every believer, I don't know who, Brother Alex is the oldest one here. I don't know who's been the believer for the longest. I'm sure he's been the Christian the longest. I'll say it on behalf of every single believer. He's never failed me once. You always hear me say, I've let the Lord down so many times, but He's never failed me once. I became a Christian when I was 18 years old. I've never regretted it for one day of my life. That's the truth before the Lord. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was receiving Jesus. That's when I found myself. That's when I found out what life really is. I've never regretted it for one day. There's no true believer who's ever regretted for one day committing their lives into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's so many people that have got a lot of regrets inside of their lives because they pushed it too far without giving themselves to the Lord. All the regrets in my life are the wasted opportunities of my past. Or the days that I should have given to Jesus, but I didn't. That's the regrets that I have. Wasted time. Those people that the Lord allowed me to hang around with when I was a teenager, I should have been telling me about Jesus. I shouldn't have been running around in the world with them. So we really want to just encourage you, saints. The greatest thing you can do is a simple committal. So simple. Just say, Jesus, I give it all to you. Lord, you just be the Lord of my life. And if there's another 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you will come and testify to people in 30 years' time and say, that was the greatest decision that I ever made. So let's bow our heads, saints. Now, you know what it is that you need? And we just want to pray for the Lord's blessing as we depart tonight and as our brother would depart to get his flight tomorrow. Jesus, even as we've testified of you, Lord, you know we say those things from our heart. Because, Lord, you've been the most precious thing that ever happened to us, Lord. There's nothing sweeter than your revelation. There's nothing, Lord, that we delight in more than your presence and to fellowship with you. And, Lord, you've been so faithful, Lord. Father, when we were down, you've picked us up time and time again. Lord, times we thought we couldn't go on because we didn't have strength. And you, like the footprints on the sands of time. Lord, when you look back expecting the two sets of footprints, we saw there was only one because you carried us, Lord. And Jesus, you will carry us all the way to the end if necessary. So, Lord, I want to pray for each of the young people here tonight. Lord, if there's any of them, Lord, that don't know you, I'm asking of you, Lord, just to knock upon the door of their heart even now. Lord, just pass by. Lord, just give them that invitation once again tonight and even tomorrow as Brother Cheslin would minister, Lord. That none of them would go from this place without having put their souls, their lives, the eternity into your hands, Lord. And Father, if there's any darkness still hovering, Lord, Father, may you just finish it up before we finish this camp, Lord, that there may be a perfect victory, Lord, that you may be glorified in the life of each and every one that is represented here. Father, we're so glad for the ministry we've received, Lord. It's been exceedingly above all we could have asked or thought. And Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. Father, may you continue to bless our brother Daniel. Bless his journey tomorrow, Lord. Give him traveling mercies, Lord. Father, may everything just be so sweet, Lord. Father, may you give him the right seat upon the plane. May you put the right person next to him, Lord. Father, may you just help him in everything, Lord, until he gets safely home, Lord. Father, may you just be with him all, every step of the journey, we pray. That, Father, you may renew his strength, we pray, and bless his ministry. Guide his footsteps, Lord. Father, the invitations that he receives, you lead him and guide him, Lord, according to your will, even as you led and guided him here. And bless Brother Yatsik. Bless the saints that are there. Bless them richly, Lord, I pray. And, Lord, we look unto you in expectation for tomorrow for Brother Cheslin. Father, may you be with him in the night. May you speak unto him as he gets up in the morning, Lord. And Father, may you help us, Lord, as we rest upon this night. Restore our strength that we might come into your house, Lord, with vigor in the new day to praise and to worship you one more time in this place. And may you speak unto us, Lord, is our desire. So now, Lord, may we depart with your blessing. Lord, may you watch over your people, Lord. May you bless our dreams upon this night and bless our fellowship, we pray, as we thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, saints. Let's sing that song as we dismiss that one, that we're not going to leave any behind. Amen. I remember the last time Brother Daniel came and we had the meetings down at the small place, and the theme of that one was, every time he comes, something good happens. You know, that one, there's such a wonderful song. Let's sing this song as we dismiss. Remember, saints, we need to all quickly go to the kitchen straight after this. Please, don't forget. Don't go to your room. Let's go straight to the kitchen. There's something there for everybody to see. Let's get there.
Our Father has them in mind. Some are weak though, some are feeble. Others they not feel they are able. We will not leave our little ones behind. Hallelujah! We will not leave our little ones behind. Oh, for our Father has them in mind. You see though, some are weak, oh, some are feeble. Others may not be there able. We will not leave a single one behind. We will not now, we will not leave our brothers behind. Oh, for our fathers, them in mind. You see though, some are weak, some are feeble. Others may not be there able. We will not leave our brothers behind. What about our sisters now? Oh, we will not leave our sisters behind. For our Father has them in mind. Oh, though some are weak, oh, some are feeble. Others may not be there able. We will not leave our sisters behind. What about our mothers now? Oh my, we will not leave our mothers behind. Oh, for our fathers, them in mind. Oh my, some are weak, oh, some are feeble. Others may not be there able. We will not leave our mothers behind. What about our fathers now? Hallelujah. We will not leave our fathers behind. Oh my, for our Father has them in mind. Oh, some are weak, some are feeble. Others know that they are able. We will not leave our fathers behind. Our young people now. Hallelujah. We will not leave our young people behind. Oh my. For our Father has them in mind. Oh, though some are weak, some are feeble. Others may not be there able. We will not leave our young people behind. Oh, last time now. We will not leave our little ones behind. Oh my, for our Father has them in mind. Oh, some are weak, oh, some are feeble. Others may not be there able. We will not leave our little ones behind.
Joseph.
Joseph.